As we walk into today, which is Friday, and as we walk into the grace of God, the peace of God, the strength of God, I want to remind us today, as we walk into the salvation of God, the provisions of God, the protections of God, the mercy of God, the loving kindness of God, I want to remind us today that according to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, which says to us, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, depending on where you are this day, I want to you, and I want to remind you that Christ died on the cross. He laid down his life, he gave his life to suffering, to redeem you, to save you. So I want you to tell yourself today, no matter what struggles you are going through, no matter what challenges of life you are dealing with faith, I need you to tell yourself that you have been crucified with Christ. So the selfishness will no longer control your life. Sin will no longer control your life. I want you to tell yourself this morning and throughout today, hey, self, you have been crucified with Christ. Self-centeredness, you have been crucified with Christ. The flesh, you have been crucified with Christ. Like I said, sometimes our feelings are not faith. They are not faith. Our feelings are what just make us to be human beings. But having faith in God, trust in God, it means also that in our time of struggles, our time of suffering, it reminds us about the power of God. It reminds us that there is light. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Suffering in light of the cross, we must begin to understand that in our sufferings, God reveals his power, God shows to us how great and powerful He is. So I encourage you this morning to continue to tell yourself that you have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer the self-centeredness, the selfishness, the flesh, the stubbornness, the rebellions, the stubborn heart, the controlling spirit is no longer living, but it is Christ who lives in you. The life now that you live in the flesh, that you live by faith in the Son of God. I need you to continue to tell yourself that you are loved by God and that He gave Himself for you. I need you to tell yourself that you were chosen by God. You are made by God. You are called by God. Tell yourself that this morning and throughout today. I also want to read for you Galatians chapter 6, verses 11 to 16. And it reads, you see with what large letter I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these will compare you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but the desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in the flesh. But God forbid I shall boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. And as many as walk according to their rule, their peace, their mercy be upon them, and upon Israel of God. I want to encourage you this weekend, today, to not walk by the flesh, not walk by the desires of the flesh. But I want you to know that you are crucified with Christ. And I want you to boast in the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is by that cross you were being crucified to live a new life, a life of hope, a life of freedom in Christ, a life of peace, a life of mercy, a life of eternity, as we end this week. Do not allow, to the help of the Holy Spirit, do not allow the flesh to take over anymore. May God bless you. May God keep you.